This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour number two here on a Monday afternoon. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Midday show with Andy and Randy. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away. We'll get the phone lines back open at 12:40. Great calls at 11:40. Falcons fire Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot yesterday afternoon. The search has begun not only for replacing them, but also for a new team president, team president of football operations. Sounds very much like that will be Matt Ryan, but that has not been made official yet. I know there's a press conference scheduled for Thursday. Seems like when you announce that.
Yeah, because I know that's when Arthur is supposed to be doing a presser, too. So right. It probably will make sense to do whatever you're talking about during that time. I just saw that, and I know Abe mentioned it earlier, that Raw and Terry got a chance to meet with the team prior to because he's already fired. And you know, I wouldn't have brought my ass over there. Hey, man, y'all just pack up my office and mail me my stuff.
You know what here's the address.
You know what I mean? Here's my New Hampshire lake house. I think he said he got a lake house up in New Hampshire.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yes.
You wouldn't want to go there now.
No, it's cold.
Unless you like to ice skate.
That's fine, dude. Yeah. I got a lake house in New Hampshire.
Oh, I bet it's beautiful.
Awesome.
This summer,
for sure. Let me go on up there.
Where Raheem's going?
No, that's where he has a lake house and everything up there.
Raheem?
Yeah.
Has one? Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Cool.
But
New Hampshire, weird place.
Yeah.
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 Nice, but weird.
Yeah. But no, I think, you know, just to get, you know, a lot of thank yous and everything like that, obviously, you know, I would have got an opportunity to play in the football, in the NFL, just like other people, like the players. But you always thanked them for drafting you. Thank you for drafting. I would have been on somebody's
right.
team.
Somebody was going to draft me.
But yeah, you took a chance on me. No, you really didn't. It was good enough. But yeah, you know.
You made the right choice.
Yeah, for them to go in there and see the guys off. Because today, you know, the team, after today, everybody goes their own separate ways and everything like that. Cancun or wherever you want to go. Because obviously it is the exit physical day. And then you just sit back and you go on vacation and you wait for your phone to ring for somebody to say, hey, this is so-and-so, your new coach. How you doing? How's your offseason going? Mm-hmm. And then the whole process starts all over again. Been through this crap four times. Yeah, that's all it is, man. Is you sit back as a player and you're just waiting for that call. That especially if you're under contract. If you're not under contract, then you're sitting around waiting for another damn team.
Then you don't know what's going on.
What the hell that? But if you're a guy like Drake London or
right.
Bijan,
Kyle Pitts,
you're talking about under contract. Under contract, you just wait for that next phone call. Yep. If it's Matt Ryan, Matt probably could give you a call. Hey, guy, we're gonna get this thing right for you guys or something like that. If you're Kyle, you sit back and like you're sitting there. You're sitting. If you're Kyle Pitts, you're sitting pretty.
Oh yeah,
you're sitting pretty, man. Because I mean, his surge in the back half of the season. That catch he made yesterday. Like
it was a nice game.
Yeah, man. Like you sitting there. Like
because once you get out into free agency, it's all stats and highlights.
Yes.
Like no one's worried about the nitty gritty that we can talk about here in Atlanta, having watched Kyle Pitts for 5 years. You're talking about the 3 touchdowns he had in that national TV game, some of the big catches he's made. They start talking about like combine stuff again. Look at his 40 time.
Yeah,
like, we've got 5 years of tape on him. All right, we'll talk about his 40 time. You know, Kyle Pitts is, I think, if he's allowed to hit the market, if the Falcons don't franchise tag him, which who knows?
Who knows, man?
You know, we talked a lot about that leading into the end of the season. Was like, is he more likely to be here if Terry Fontenot is here? I would say yes, because Terry Fontenot drafted him, and you kind of always want to prove yourself right, even in the long run.
Right.
But with the new general manager, I don't think anybody who's in that type of situation, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Even the future of Penix, like he'll be here.
Right.
You know, Michael Penix will be here. But does the new head coach and the new general manager, leadership team, all that kind of stuff, view him as the future of the franchise? Who knows?
You don't know.
There's no way of, and how could you convince him one way or the other? You know?
Right.
Harder. It would be easier to convince him no than yes.
Yes,
honestly.
I agree with that. I agree, especially because you're coming off the injury.
Exactly.
If Michael was healthy,
it'd
be one thing. Mm-hmm. But yet he's injured. You just don't know.
Injured.
You just don't know.
12 up and down games.
Yep.
He'll be in the third year of his contract. And who knows how like sweeping the reset will be, because that's the other part of it. And that's what I hear from a lot of folks sort of advocating for, hey, maybe Terry could have been retained. Maybe you can make an argument for Terry, is that there's, you know, pretty nice young pieces mm-hmm. that are here. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'll say about Terry.
Because that's what we were talking about earlier when general managers have kept their jobs right. today.
Yeah.
That was the one thing that a lot of them young said, core. The young core that they have.
Young core. Terry left the roster better than he found it.
No doubt about it.
Now, he found it pretty bad.
He found it bad, but,
bad.
He still didn't get the one thing.
Now, that's right.
Again, I think, like, what's the percentage of the whole Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix thing? Percentage would you put that as far as Terry getting fired?
I would put that as 50% of the reason why Terry Fontenot is not the head coach anymore.
All right.
I was thinking about
I'm at 70.
Maybe higher than that. Yeah. I was thinking about it like a metaphor of like, remember in college when you would have classes and they would give you the like the outline of how you would be graded and the final exam would be worth whatever percentage of the final grade, 50%, 60%, 70%. And you'd have a lot of quizzes and you'd have homework and that kind of stuff. Like the draft and free agency and all of the non-quarterback positions are the quizzes and the homework.
Yes.
And he did good on some of that stuff. Like he nailed the draft last year, no doubt. Mm-hmm. Four starters and James Pierce gets to 10.5 sacks, which never happens for rookie pass rushers. Like there's a lot of arguments. The final exam is the quarterback position, and in 5 years, they've gotten it wrong every year, mm-hmm. and then they really got it wrong in an expensive way with Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix. And, I mean, when they did what they did, I remember coming in the day after the Penix draft, and we were all just, like, trying to make sense of all of it, and we kind of settled on, all right, they just said to themselves, we'll never be in quarterback purgatory again.
Well, they are.
Well, they are. And every look, from the outside, I mean, nationally, it was mocked. Like, everyone laughed. What the hell are they doing? Locally, pretty much the same thing. We had to try to make sense of it because we're here. And maybe your inclination is to come up with the best-case scenario. Even the best-case scenario would have been insane. Like, Michael Penix hasn't played yet, and you drafted him in the top 10? Like, that would be insane. But it went as bad as it could have possibly gone.
No.
Like, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, had Cousins been solid and you made the playoffs one of 2 years and Penix hadn't played, you could at least be like, all right, you've been in the playoffs.
It's a freaking disaster.
And you won some games. It couldn't have gone worse.
Unless
somebody died or got arrested, it couldn't have gone worse.
What did we talk about? And it was like, if Michael Penix plays before the 2 years, it's been a disaster. It's gonna be a disaster.
Then your plan sucks.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So your plan is to take a guy in the top 10 and have him not play for 2 years, which is also not a great plan, which you can at least like justify it if the guy who you signed won a bunch of games and you were in the playoffs.
Right.
It's like, all right, that's weird that we wasted a top 10 pick on a guy that wasn't gonna play.
Right.
But at least the team's been good and we've
won.
Well, that hasn't happened. Not only that, he got hurt, lied about it, team went in the tank. Demands a trade in the offseason, gets benched, Penix comes in, doesn't play very well, gets hurt, and then Cousins comes back and actually plays okay, just to make people mad that he wasn't the starter at the beginning of the season, which, by the way, his 2 years of guaranteed money is over now, so he's gone, and Penix is injured with an ACL.
Yes.
Like,
it's a damn disaster.
Aside from the Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson trades, I don't know how many situations in NFL history are worse.
A freaking disaster.
And that's why he's fired.
Yes.
You don't get to be like, well, I got a safety in the third round. So what, man? You did that.
You gave away 100 of my millions of dollars.
You did that.
Yes.
Like, you did one of the, like, and again, from the very beginning, we're like, that's the plan?
Okay.
Oh, man. I don't know. I hope you're right. And we probably said, I don't know, verbatim, we said this the day of, but pretty much everybody did. We probably did too. It's like, well, this will make or break them.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
we did.
If this is wrong, they're fired.
Yes.
Like, that's the bottom line of that. And it was wrong and they're fired. And it's pretty simple. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I know when you live it day to day and you talk yourself into the potential of guys and you obviously. Everyone listening to us just wants the Falcons to win.
Yep.
And all you want is the damn team to win football games and make you happy on Sunday, which, by the way, they did yesterday and the last four games of the season, which is crazy. And actually, that's how you know that's what the Falcons have done to people.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they win, it makes people mad.
Yes.
That's how bad things have gotten because obviously they were eliminated. Here's what I wish for Falcons fans and this new regime. whether it's Matt Ryan as president of football operations, whoever he hires as general manager, coach, whatever the roster looks like. I hope that in the next few years, we start to look forward to Sunday as much as we've looked forward to the draft.
Yeah.
As much as we've looked forward to the 8 months where they don't play football. Because the 8 months where the Falcons don't play football have been more entertaining and more positive than the 4 months where they do.
Has it?
Yeah. Because at least in the offseason, you can talk yourself into it.
Oh.
You can't lose the offseason.
Okay.
At least you can't, like,
no games.
Win-loss
record. Yeah, yeah, no games. You know? Yeah, no win-loss records.
People
okay.
start look. People were talking about the draft, Randy, when we took phone calls the Monday after the Carolina loss.
Mm-hmm.
That was September.
Yep.
You know what I mean? This team has made people wish for the offseason. What I hope for the new regime is
they
make
wish.
People wish yes. for the season.
Yeah, I got you.
Because the season sucks.
Yes,
it has. It's been
very,
a nightmare.
It's been very bad.
Yeah, you got to do better than that. Do we have enough time to do the NFL? No huddle? We can kind of do it briefly. All right, let's do it. We'll do another one in the next segment, too. All right, so it's not just Raheem Morris that is no longer the head coach of his football team.
Six jobs.
Cardinals fired Jonathan Gannon just recently, so that's another one. Pete Carroll was fired this morning as well. Kevin Stefanski
yes.
was hired in Cleveland, or fired in Cleveland. And then the two that were fired in season.
Yeah, Daboll and who am I missing?
Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, Daboll and Callahan. Yeah, those two guys. And so, obviously, right now the process is going on. You see a lot of names are being requested by Tennessee, who still has their general manager for head coaching guys. Saw McNaghy and some guys like that. Everybody has their own thing. Like when you look at Phoenix is a disaster. And that, you know, they're going to move on from their quarterback. You look at the Giants. They have a young core. You think you have a quarterback.
Yeah.
You hear the Falcons. You have some good parts, but don't know what your situation is with your quarterback. What else am I thinking? Tennessee, you got a young quarterback, you know, but is that, you know, they got a bad roster.
Yeah.
They got a terrible roster with this kid. Cleveland, you got a hell of a five defense. You don't have a quarterback, but you got two first-round damn picks, top 10 picks.
Yeah.
So you can go get your quarterback if you don't feel like one of these young guys is the answer, because Shador looked like trash. Mm-hmm. All right. So there's all these situations of relaying back to the Falcons. It all boils back to something you said earlier, Joe. You got to get a quarterback. You got, no matter who the head coach is coming in, you got to get a quarterback.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of these guys, it was the head coach and not GM. Like right now, it's only been here in Atlanta, it's the GM and the head coach. Other stops, the GM has not been far. He's been the head coach because Andrew Berry kept his job in Cleveland. Obviously, we know Joe Shane. Is it Shane in the New York Giants? Yeah. He kept his job.
Shane,
whatever.
Like that,
yeah. He kept his job. And yeah. So, I mean.
Let me ask you this about the Penix get the quarterback right. Like, how much of the interview process do you think will be. Like, can you make it work with him? Because I don't, like, personally, if I'm trying to bring in a head coach and I want the best guy, like, I'm going to ask him about that, obviously.
Right.
But I don't really care that much what his answer is. Like, if he's like, you know what, I don't think I can win with him. We mm-hmm. need to get a different quarterback.
Right.
I'm like, all right. Like, if I think he's the best guy, yeah. I can accept that answer.
But that's what I talk about whenever you're getting a head coach who has options or something like that, and yeah. you're telling him that you have to do this.
Exactly. You know that's what I mean?
Nobody wants that.
You can't tell a guy, in order to take this job,
yes.
you have to convince me how you're going to make Michael Penix a top-flight quarterback yes. in the NFL. Now, you just have to tell me how we're going to win games for the Falcons.
That's it.
And if part of your plan is you don't think he can do it, all right, well, let's talk about that. You know what I mean? Like, it can really pigeonhole you if you're trying to make a guy kind of, like, lock him into exactly what's already here,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. because it's nothing that has been established.
Right.
That's the thing about it. It hasn't been established, so why do I have to take on a mystery as far as
yeah.
the most important thing, the position that can dictate whether I'm fired?
Yeah, because if he can't do it.
If he can't do it, then I'm fired.
We're going to be doing the same yeah. thing in 3 years. Yeah, man, no doubt. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to NFL No Huddle round two. We'll get to some of the other news from Week 18, some pretty cool stuff. I know you mentioned the great defense that Cleveland has. Record was set.
He got carried off the field.
They got to root for something.
In the middle of the game.
People are hungry for something positive, man. It's Cleveland. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, NFL know-how. NFL know-how round two.
Tripping.
Well, we're busy. Yeah. There's a lot going on today. Yeah. We'll get the phone lines open again in 20 minutes. 404-726-0929. Would love to hear from Falcons fans regarding all of the news of the last 24 hours and certainly what happens next as well. And we talked about in the first segment, I think one of the – maybe like the point of our message in the first segment was who knows what's going to happen next, but they just need to change – the culture.
Everything.
They need to change the way that the organization is viewed from the outside. And I think they finally realized how it was viewed from the outside with some of the sweeping changes that have happened. But like you said, because it's the Falcons.
Yes.
And that means I expect it to go wrong.
Yep.
They've got to find a way to make because it's the Falcons mean something else. Hopefully they do. I'm still in the mode of because it's the Falcons because of what we've seen the last eight years. So like, the Rams and the Bills are for sure going to play in the Super Bowl, right?
Probably.
Because the Falcons beat both of them?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Terry Fontenot's definitely going to get rehired by the Saints, right?
I don't say why he wouldn't.
Okay.
Yes.
And probably sign Tyler Allgeier.
Yeah.
Make him the lead back.
Yeah.
He'll probably score. We don't have to go too far. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's exactly what you mean, homie.
It is still, you know. They haven't broken away from because it's the Falcons yet.
Yes.
So.
But that is all the way. That scenario right there.
That's all happened.
I don't understand why that's not going to happen. The Saints love him.
Yep.
All right. He was there for 15 years.
Yeah. And he worked for the guy who's still the GM.
So, yeah, you go back. They need a tailback. They need somebody to split carries with Alvin Kamara. Who's better than the guy who split carries here or there?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Just I remember when they hired him.
Yeah.
You know, because they're, you know. Twitter's a fun place.
Yeah.
You're going to get some fringe opinions, which is why I'll never delete it.
Yeah.
But I there's no end to the creativity of sports fans, even if it's crazy creativity,
yes.
But it always blows me away. But like when they hired Terry Fontenot, there was a percentage of Falcons fans, I don't know how big, but not none, that believed that Terry Fontenot was coming in to sabotage the organization.
And, and you know what? I'm not even going to give the typical Randy response. We can just move on.
Well, but didn't he though?
I'm not even going to give the Randy that you love, the Randy you love.
Like, of course that didn't happen.
But you know what I want to call those
of course
people.
That didn't happen. But like
you, mother,
if he was trying to sabotage him, sign Kirk Cousins and draft Michael Penix.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just saying that percentage of people that believed that. It's going to be hard to convince him otherwise if he gets hired back by the Saints.
Woo, that's all I say.
Man. People's minds are really interesting places.
Yeah.
You know?
That's just weird. Weird. That's weird.
I never would have thought that thought, but someone else did. And then I was like, oh, that's an interesting thought.
And they had you like, that's an interesting thought. Really?
Well, no, No.
Is the person who said it interesting, interestingly, a dumbass?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, all
that's okay. Okay.
I just I'm always fascinated. Right. No. Not like it really could be. Of course not. I'm not crazy.
Okay.
But like, I don't know. I'm always fascinated by crazy. I'm like, oh damn, because I don't know. Like my brain works how my brain works. I don't know if it's good or bad or whatever, but it works like mine.
I don't think
it's not all. Every once in a while, you say some stuff. I'm like, that's interesting. I wouldn't have thought about it like that. But and not in a crazy way. But just we're different people. I'm just always like people's thought process fascinates me.
It don't fascinate me. It just makes me like, are you mother? You know, and we'll have conversations off the air, me and you, because I can't say some of the things I want to say because I don't want to offend people and things like that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's not real, right?
Oh, but it is.
You're not. He ain't, or they ain't. And I will ask those questions. I'm like, no way. He don't think like that. She don't think like that.
You know too many smart people, I think.
Yeah. It's like, you know how I live in the bubble, in my own. You know that. I don't let outside influence me, how I live my life. But sometimes I would like, goodness gracious, come on over here, man. Yeah, come on over here. Come on. You know what? You got to come to the backyard, man. You got to come to the backyard and have a session with Randy because you cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, you got
to
sit down.
Yeah, dog.
I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Nah. All right. Let's talk about some of the other stuff that happened yesterday in the NFL. Myles Garrett set the sack record.
They hoisted him on the field.
And then they carried him off the field like Rudy while the game was still going on. Which, like, if I'm the Bengals, I'm like, hey, man, like, we still got to play.
Yeah.
We still got some games to play.
Yeah, I saw that Jamar Chase and Zach Taylor, who, by the way, is keeping his job in Cincinnati. They're keeping the band together also. They had a little finish to it. I'm with them.
Yeah.
I'm with them. We're trying to play a game, and y'all don't stop the game for a sack record, which is, again,
it's a big-time record.
But damn it.
They're also in Cincinnati.
They're in Cincinnati. Like, exactly. That was going to be the next thing. They ain't in Green in Cleveland.
I know.
What an awful football game.
Awful football.
What an awful football game.
There was a lot of bad football games yesterday,
what
man.
What an awful football game.
You know, teams very clearly playing for draft positioning and like but shout out to the Seahawks. They won the NFC. They beat the 49ers on Saturday.
Can we leave Sam Darnold alone? This man led two teams of 14-3 back to back. Two different teams.
Only guy in NFL history to do that.
Two
guys in NFL history to win 14 games back.
Yes.
Him and Tom Brady.
Two guys.
Now,
two teams.
He's got an extra game to do it, but still, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's
14. Crazy. 14. Yeah. Way to go. That was another ragged
game.
Yeah,
but he beat those three interceptions in their first game.
Yes, I understand.
Everyone's going to turn on him.
Yes, I understand that too. But that game was ragged as hell too. Awesome. That game was ragged. But the game of the, I'm
dude,
like,
the worst
I'm
game
you.
Was the Panthers Bucks game.
Dude,
that
like,
game
no, that rain
was horrible.
And then why get cute throwing a damn flea flicker in the rain?
I don't know.
Like, what the hell?
I don't know.
What
football's easy, coaches make it hard.
Yeah, man. But I mean, the game of the day, it was the last game. It was the last game. Bo, you got that? Because,
you hate to see it.
Here's the snap. Here's the hold. Here's the boot by Loop. And that kick is no good.
No good.
It's wide right.
No
he
good.
Missed it. Loop missed it. And your Pittsburgh Steelers are AFC North champions.
What an ending. Aaron Rodgers was so damn good in the fourth quarter. Just looked like vintage Aaron Rodgers with the pass to Freiermuth, then the sluggo defender slipped. But then Lamar was coming right back. The throw to Likely, Isaiah Likely, whoever the GM is here, you know, go give him a call.
Yeah.
Because he is outstanding.
Isaiah Likely is very good.
He's outstanding. Yeah. So, yeah, if you want to go give him again. But I think that, you know, the fact that they get the ball back and you got a kicker that was whatever and oh, as far as inside 50 yards, there was no wind.
Yep.
And then Lamar centered the ball for him.
Well, and the damn Steelers kicker missed the extra point.
And he missed the extra point. He never misses.
So he opened the door
for
the win.
And you sat there and missed.
Yep.
Flat out missed.
Yep.
And now you got people with that. Who else? I don't know who does these sports minutes, whatever, but whoever that one right there, I hate their voice. And you're talking about John Harbaugh kicker just missed the kick.
Yep.
What do you mean trying to fire him? One of the most reliable, best players in the history of the organization dropped a ball that was hit him in the hands.
Yeah, I think that would be a rash decision.
What the hell are y'all doing?
Yeah.
What the hell are y'all doing?
Hot takes and yelling. That's what people are doing.
But, yeah, Pittsburgh, they made it. Pittsburgh won the North. Now, they got a pride because they got the damn Texans coming to town. And that is a bad matchup. That is a bad matchup for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they've got bad intentions on defense. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers played well at the end of the game, but still. They don't protect
him. Aaron Rodgers is great.
And he can't move. So, Texans are they going to make the Texans play in that early Saturday window again? Where they make them play every
They always
year.
Make them play at 1 o'clock, at 1 o'clock Tuesday, right? Saturday.
The Saturday early game.
At 1 o'clock.
Come on. Give the Texans. Oh, it's Monday Night Football. Okay, good. All right, great. Good for the Texans. And now that's probably because of Aaron Rodgers that they got Monday Night Football, but whatever. At least they're not in that crap window again. What else happened yesterday? The Jaguars won the AFC South.
Dude, they're playing
they
some
beat
good
the
ball.
Absolute hell out of the Titans.
They're playing some good damn ball, man.
They are.
And I mean, you got Buffalo going. Buffalo having to go down to Jacksonville, which I mean, I know they wanted to keep Josh Allen's starting streak alive and everything, so he went out there and came back off the field and all those different things. But that's going to be a rough one going down there. But if anybody can, he can.
Yeah. No, I'm really excited.
For their
run, whatever that looks like. And then just a lot of the new blood in the AFC playoffs.
Yeah,
like the fact that Mahomes won't be there, Burrow won't be there, Lamar won't be there.
Yeah.
The Broncos are the number one seed, which nobody saw coming at the beginning of the season.
I mean, you think about where they came from the salary cap hell, from getting rid of Russ, to all those different things, man. And Sean Payton, as much as he got the most punchable face there is, this dude is a hell of a coach.
Yeah, he's a great coach.
He's a great coach, man. And, I mean, you look at that. New England – They ain't been playing these last couple weeks. They beat the hell out of bad teams. They beat the hell out of the Jets last week. They just beat the hell out of the Dolphins yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so now you're going there with Drake May, who is playing as good as any quarterback right now, still a very young player, but he's playing really, really outstanding. The Eagles punted away the season, kind of had an opportunity to get the second seed.
Yeah.
Whatever, whatever.
Yeah, you would think you'd want home field.
But. Yeah. But, yeah, that, I mean, again, we talked about Myles Garrett being carried off, which was still, yeah. He, what he is to that franchise is amazing.
He is the franchise.
Yeah, he is the franchise, and so they kept him around.
It's pretty, pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Like, 23 sacks in a season is completely insane.
Yeah, it was great.
The whole Falcons had 19 a couple years ago.
Yes, like, 19.
And they I know people want to be haters because everyone does that these days and asterisk things. He did it in a lot less snaps than the other guys that got to 22.5. Mm-hmm. I know he had one extra game, but like he did it in 150 less snaps.
And you think about Taylor, what Michael Strahan said on the show yesterday. This dude faces double teams all the time.
Yeah, I mean, tear down the number if you want, if that's your prerogative. Yeah. But you can't watch that guy play and not know you're watching one of the best pass rushers in NFL.
Yeah, season. Man. He is amazing. Sports radio.
Bears-Packers is a fun playoff game, by the way.
Yeah, man. I mean.
Bears-Packers.
I mean, how healthy is it? Yeah, that's going to be the thing. Mm-hmm. Sports radio, National Game. It has all the actual wild card weekend in the NFL. Make sure you join us Saturday starting at 4, Sunday starting at 12:30, and Monday at 7:30 as we get live play-by-play of every playoff game. It's brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com.
Bo pointed out I would be remiss if I didn't mention that the Jets went the whole 17-game season and didn't have an interception.
Like, not even a tip ball.
Not a tip ball.
A tip ball?
Or just like a bad throw.
Aaron
just an
throws
overthrow.
Something.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. Damn. Not one. And I don't even know how many fumbles they came up with. They had like less than 5 turnovers created all season.
Dude.
It's crazy.
A quarterback throws a bad pick every year.
Yeah.
Every quarterback throws a, what the hell are you thinking? Pick.
Just an overthrow. Somebody runs the wrong route, yes. Whatever. How could that not happen all year?
All damn year.
The odds are impossible. And yet, the Jets.
The Jets.
And yet the Jets.
At least I'll tell you this. You're not there.
That's right. That's right.
We're not there.
We can hang our hats on a couple of things.
We're not there. We're
the
not
Falcons
there.
The Falcons aren't the Jets. Yeah. They're not the Browns.
No, they're not.
They're not the...
Not Titans.
Not the Titans.
They're not. They're not. They're not.
Now, the goal of the new regime is for us to not have to tuck ourselves into bed at night by telling us that we're not the Jets.
Yeah,
you know? Let's get in some bed. Let's move to a better neighborhood. You know what I mean? Let's do it. All right. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Phone lines are open, Falcons fans. We'll talk about all the news of the last 24 hours, the hirings, or firings, potential hirings, everything going on with the Falcons next on the phones with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
God dog it. See, got me going there.
Yep.
God dog. Yep. Got me going there.
It's fun. It's fun. Hypotheticals are fun.
No, they're not.
Yes, they
especially
are.
Especially when it comes to sports. No, they're not.
That's all, this is the whole job.
Yeah, man. God don't mind it. I like it, though. I like it. DJ said, my man DJ, two terms. I like it. Bring back Thomas Dimitroff as a general manager under Matt Ryan. The thing about it is Thomas Dimitroff is a hell of a front office guy.
No doubt.
And who would be better for Matt to have on his right than him?
Look, if Matt Ryan's the greatest Falcon in the history of the franchise – Thomas Dimitroff is the greatest front office person in the history of the franchise.
So,
I mean, again, we are talking about this franchise.
Yeah.
That's why the bar is there. I mean, it was like Mike Smith's the winningest coach.
Yeah.
Like, and it's all recent.
Yes.
And it's all in Matt Ryan's era. You know what I mean? Like that. So, yeah, if Matt, I don't know, if Matt Ryan ends up being the president of football operations and I don't know what his network is like,
right.
I know he knows him. Thomas drafted him.
Yes.
I mean, he paid him a lot of money, extended him a lot of time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Thomas trying to get back in the game.
And a guy with no front office experience, a veteran of it.
Man was in the front office in New England and Atlanta for 30 years.
Yeah.
I'm not advocating for
this. No, we're not.
If that did happen, boy, would I love to just sit in a couple barbershops and listen to the conversations that would take place surrounding that hire. But I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. Probably somebody younger on the way up and all that kind of stuff. But that's the next step of this is speculating at what they do. I don't know what they're going to do. I just hope they get it right. I hope whoever they hire to be the general manager and the head coach of this football team are in those roles for the next decade plus. I hope Lily graduates high school in this person's tenure.
Damn.
She's in kindergarten.
Yes.
I might be aiming too high. I might be aiming too high, but that's what we want. That's what winning does. Stability and continuity in franchises is not created by just keeping people around.
No, it's not.
People get kept around because they win. That's what continuity is. It's winning. That's what culture is too, by the way. Team culture is winning. All right. The phone lines are open. There's a few available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. Vince is in Gwinnett. Hey, Vince.
Hey, what's up, fellas? This is kind of funny because Thomas Dimitroff was 2-time GM of the year.
Yep. He was.
All jokes aside.
No, he was. I know.
But I think that Arthur Blank just went gangster listening to Jay-Z saying, ain't a businessman. I'm a businessman. And so with everything that's going on with the Blank Foundation, you got to have that that hit man. You might not like him,
right,
but he has somebody to run those all those areas that Arthur Blank is owning right now. And so what Arthur Blank is saying is that I listen to Andy and Randy every day on 92.9. I hear y'all season ticket holders saying crying about Rich McKay and crying about Raheem Morris. I done did what y'all asked me to do. Shut up and come buy these tickets.
Well,
that's one way to frame it.
That's one way to frame it.
I don't know that I would put it exactly like that. I would say that he looked at what has happened over the last decade, half decade specifically, and said this isn't good enough.
No.
And that's why when we were discussing this in season, sort of watching this, and like, what would you do if you were Arthur Blank? Like, without making it personal about the ability of the coach or the ability of the general manager or the ability of the team president or whatever, it's all pretty cut and dry, right? Like, the goal is to go to the playoffs and win games. They haven't done it. So if I'm a business owner, whatever the bottom line is, if it's not up to snuff, I got to try something different.
Yes.
What they've been doing hasn't been working. And that's why I give them credit for working as quickly as they did yesterday to move on and start the search and all that kind of stuff. Now, is it going to work? I don't know. But what has been hasn't been good.
No.
So, yeah, you got to
get it right.
What happened over there?
Try to
eat a sneeze? Or
no,
what?
Just laugh at this. My man said, whoever brings back Thomas Dimitroff needs to be beat up. like, come on.
Well, I don't think that's really going to happen.
We don't either. We're just having fun.
We're just reading tweets and having fun.
I like
fun.
That part. You need to be beat up.
Well, I mean, the person that would make the decision is Arthur Blank. Like, you probably could beat him up.
Right.
Like, no, I mean, you know. I'm sure there was a time when
Arthur got a straight razor in that. He got a straight razor inside Jack Pocket.
The 83. I'm just going to knock him over.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. I don't know how that razor hand's working still these days.
Yeah, $150. Because that's what we'll call Andy, $150.
No, we won't. Because
he ran up on Arthur Blank.
Call
Arthur
Andy.
Arthur Blank the game that.
Inmate blank 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 because I beat up an elderly man and I would never do that.
No,
that's Randy's job. Randy's
I don't
job.
Beat up old
Randy's
people.
Job's the one to
no,
beat up.
No, I never said that. I said if he hit me with that cane,
fight
I'm dropping
the senior
him.
Citizen.
That's what I said. If he hit me with a cane, I'm dropping him.
That you're right.
Arthur Blank. I would never bother nobody. I don't
Arthur Blank
you know, I don't bother left. Nobody. But if an old man comes hit me with hit his cane or his walker, I'm dropping him. Ain't no respect for the elders in.
Yeah, man.
I might help him up. my man, Mr. Roy.
James is in Gainesville. Hey, James.
Hey, Andy, Randy. Hope you're doing good.
We're doing good.
I have two questions for you. First off, what do you think of Kevin Stefanski possibly being the head coach? And I had a question for Randy, and that is, if Arthur Blank were to give you the job of being the head coach, would you be willing to take it?
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Well, I think you think somebody would be good because you've had experience in football, so you sort of know the ins and outs of it. You know, so.
I know the ins and outs of it, but I don't. Yeah,
thank you, James.
I don't know how to coach. I don't know how to coach an NFL team. I mean, that's a gift. But if Arthur Blank offered me the job, like when people got mad at Jeff Saturday, hey, are you mad at Jeff for?
Hey, he offered
him the job.
Nice. He took it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if he would offer you, damn right I would take it. Am I anywhere qualified? No. Not even to the slightest.
That's not the question.
Not even to the slightest.
The question is, would you take the job if it was offered?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
I would take the job. I would take the 5-year deal.
The follow-up question is, What can I do?
Oh, dude, you're my front office guy.
Great, perfect.
Yeah, you're running the front office with
awesome.
Me.
Awesome. So I'm GM and you're
yeah, you, yep. And then Bo would be in charge of all logistics, and then Abe would be the equipment manager.
I think Bo might actually be an agent. Like, Bo would actually be a Saints incel. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
They've never paid my bills. Let's
true,
get that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, let's get there that. We go. And yeah, Abe, the equipment manager.
That'd be a good place for
him. Yeah.
Assistant.
Yes.
Yeah, assistant equipment manager.
He watched the jocks.
All right. Hey, I know, you know, the search firms are out there searching.
Yeah.
That's one proposal.
Yeah,
that's one proposal.
Kevin Stefanski, he's gonna get a job. He's a damn good coach.
Yeah.
I think you look at his record, it hasn't been good. But I think this should just wore him out, man. I think he was just so sick and tired of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, I gotta go. Because I gotta go.
Yeah, I mean, he's speaking of postseason awards, he's been coach of the year multiple times.
You don't fake being, you don't just win those, you know, it's hard.
Sean is on the road from Ohio. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. So I'm coming from Ohio. It was funny. Y'all talking about Myles Garrett getting lifted up. I was at a bar watching that game, and I've never heard a louder environment than that in all my years ago to Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
It was
hilarious. But yeah, so I've been a season ticket holder since 2020, my wife and I, thinking that we were going to eventually be good. And I got to say, it's very refreshing to see the owner, Arthur Blank, look at this objectively finally and stop. I don't know. It just seems like there's been a lot of, I like this guy and I like this guy, so I want it to work out. Now it's like, that ain't working. And so it's refreshing as a fan to see some objectivity in an organization that keeps saying they're one step away when they've really been five steps behind the whole time.
Yeah. No, I appreciate the call.
Appreciate it.
Now, look, I hope that's what comes to fruition.
Right.
Like, what happened yesterday and today is they said what has been is not good enough.
Correct.
We're going to move on from it quickly.
Correct.
What happens next, there's no guarantee.
No.
Like, we did, like, the optimistic down the road of Matt Ryan bringing us to glory. That'd be beautiful. There's a world in which a couple weeks they hire a guy that everyone's furious about.
Yeah.
Like, there's no guarantee that just because Arthur Blank finally said, I don't like what this regime is responsible
that
for.
He's going to get right this time.
Because the folks that are in charge of making all of these decisions, by and large, are still the folks that are going to be making these decisions.
Yeah.
Like, and if they hire Matt Ryan to be the president of football operations and empower him, he's a different person.
And he said, outside of the organization. I know Matt is the ultimate Falcon,
right?
But he's looking at it from
but
a standpoint.
He's never worked for the organization.
Yeah, in that capacity.
Right. But like, you know, again, I'm, and then that's why I'm not going to like.
Could you see him firing Matt Ryan?
Well, that's the thing. Is like. You hire Matt Ryan to be president of football operations, that's a really hard job.
Yes.
And just like this.
And if he does what one of the listeners said earlier and just give himself the GM title.
Uh-huh. Then it's an even harder
job.
And just statistically, based on how hard those jobs are in the league, people fail at it.
Yep.
Like, you know, even highly qualified people that everyone sure is going to be a home run hire don't end up doing a great job because it's really hard how many variables there are to put together a winning football team and do it consistently. So, yeah, I mean, that's a possibility. That's a possibility that they have to make that choice. You know, can you imagine that?
I don't want to imagine that.
No, I like the imagining Matt Ryan hoisting the Lombardi trophy with the confetti falling. George is in Roswell. Hey, George.
Hey, guys. I'm going to make this real short and sweet. Right. I really don't want a new coach that has never been a head coach.
I agree.
Yeah.
We've tried that.
Agree.
And it has not worked. And I think we've got to get somebody. I will tell you this. I don't know what – I haven't been paying attention. I've been in a recording session all day. But is John Harbaugh about to be fired? If so, please hire him.
Yeah.
You know, hire that guy. Or hire somebody that's had some head coaching experience. I would like someone who's got experience, but not as experienced as Bill Belichick, if you get what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, George. George wants a coach who's won, but isn't all that old.
Yeah, that's but my the whole John Harbaugh thing, Is it that he wants to leave?
I have no idea.
I have no. I'm like, this. You're always in the playoffs. I understand. But look back at what happened in those games. Like, you're like, really?
Yeah, look, like, it just from the, like, the basic of what he was getting at, if they move on from him, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but again, that goes back to what I'm talking about. Like what's his name? George?
Yeah, that was George.
George. Whenever I was saying it earlier, I would like somebody with experience and all those different things. Who with experience that's done this wants to answer to Matt Ryan?
Right. I don't know. I'm not sure.
You know, I mean, that's got to be a thing. It's like, does John Harbaugh, after doing everything he's done, want to answer to Matt Ryan? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm not. And the thing about it, I don't know Matt's relationship. Again, Matt's been in these buildings with these people, so he knows them a lot more and better than Randy.
Yeah.
But if you're telling me that a guy like that is going to come and be.
Yeah, I mean, because he's worked for that organization, which has people in the front office and general manager that are established.
Yeah, and maybe when he's in a situation, I've always had that format there where it's been Ozzy, and now it's been my man who's there now, DeCostas.
Mm-hmm.
They've always did. You know what? I want a little bit more power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all. That wouldn't surprise me at all if he wanted to. Plus, he's got the track record to ask for it. Now, I will say, Raheem had head coaching experience.
Yes.
I think what George wants is, George is really trying to thread the needle here.
Yes.
He wants a coach with experience that's won, preferably a Super Bowl.
Yes.
But also not an older coach. Like, now, it's hard because most coaches that have won and won at that level are older. Because it takes a long time to get to that level and then win. You don't get, anyway. So there's only a couple. I think he wants Tomlin or Harbaugh. I think that's who he wants.
Yes.
Or man, maybe McCarthy. Maybe Mike McCarthy would be on his list as well. Corey is in Morrow. Final call here, Corey. We'll get back to the phone lines at 140. Hey, Corey. Corey. Ah, Corey. He dropped the ball. Let's try Tony then. Tony's in Southwest Atlanta. Hey, Tony.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Good. Hey, how are you, Tony?
Have you ever thought about Lewis Reddick being GM?
There's a reason, and everybody, it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. There's a reason why Lewis has not been hired.
Well, they interviewed him, didn't they?
They interviewed him. 5 years ago. Yeah, everybody. He's an interview. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to answer the question, I have thought about it.
Yeah, I've thought about it. I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But who knows? I don't know who the GM's going to be. They both are on TV, Matt Ryan and Lewis Riddick.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, there's a lot of guys that were on TV that, you know, maybe give Mike Mayock a shot again.
I like Mike Mayock on TV. I think he does Mike a good job. TV. He does a good breakdown. Wasn't a great general manager. Maybe it's just the Raiders, though, you know?
No, it was just the Raiders.
Maybe it's just the Raiders.
Mike did not forget football by some of the dudes he drafted.
Pete Carroll's a pretty good coach, too, and he got fired today. All right, we'll come back. Final hour of the show. We'll get back into the big story of the day, which is obviously the moves that the Falcons made yesterday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.